بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا حسد إلا في اثنتين، رجل آتاه الله القرآن فهو يقوم به آناء الليل وآناء النهار، ورجل آتاه الله مالا فهو ينفقه آناء الليل وآناء النهار. متفق عليه. والآناء الساعات. هذا عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that there is no envy except in two things. The Arabic word that is used here is hasad. Hasad normally translates into jealousy. So jealousy is not permissible at all. Jealousy means a person desires some bounty some other person is enjoying. Example, a person has got abundant wealth. Now you are jealous of him to such an extent that you desire you must have wealth and Allah must deprive him from that bounty. Allah must take away his wealth. Allah must make him poor and you must become rich. So that bounty that Allah has bestowed upon him, you wish that you get that bounty and that bounty must be snatched away from him. That is jealousy. Jealousy in all conditions is impermissible. Here, the ulama have explained, hasad in this hadith refers to in Arabic which is called al-ghibta. Ghibta is translated as a person is envious. In other words, ghibta means somebody is enjoying a bounty, example he's got wealth. You also desire that bounty, but not with the intention and desire that Allah must deprive him of that. May Allah give him more. And oh Allah, you give me also. So sometimes, a person is envious of another person, meaning he sees somebody else enjoying some bounty and he wishes good for that person, but he also wishes to enjoy that bounty. Now this hadith is telling us this envy or ghibta, as we say, is also only permissible under two circumstances. What is the first one? That person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with the Qur'an. In other words, Allah has given him the Qur'an. He has learned the Qur'an in Majid. He's the hafiz of the Qur'an. He's the alim of the Qur'an. He has understanding of the Qur'an. He has memorized the Qur'an. فَهُوَ يَقُومُ بِهِ آنَا اللَّيْلِ وَآنَا النَّهَارِ. And he abides with the Qur'an. He spends the day and night practicing upon the Qur'an. He upholds the Qur'an. So this is something that we should be envious of. That Allah, you made him a hafiz of the Qur'an. Allah, you gave him the understanding of the Qur'an. Allah, I wish I am also bestowed with this type of bounty so I can also uphold the Quran day and night. So this type of envy or ghibta is permissible. And the second one, وَرَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا. Allah has given a person abundant wealth. فَهُوَ يُنْفِقُ. And this man now spends his wealth day and night in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In all commendable religious matters, in deeni matters, he spends it on the poor, the needy, the widows. He spends it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something that we can be envious of. That Allah, you gave him, like how you have given him wealth, give me also so I can also spend in your path. So this is the meaning of the hadith. Hasad at all costs is not permissible. Ghibta, that is when you desire some bounty of some other person with this intention that Allah must bless him with that bounty and Allah must also give me this bounty. Then this is permissible under these two circumstances where Allah has blessed somebody with the Qur'an and he's practicing upon it. You also wish that you were also given the Qur'an and you can practice upon it, and Allah has given somebody wealth and you wish that Allah Ta'ala gives you also that wealth so that you can also spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah. Allahumma bihamdika.